Opioid overdoses drove a record number of drug deaths in the U.S. last year. Now, a landmark settlement appears close. It would provide up to $26 billion to communities struggling to respond to the opioid crisis. The money would be paid out by four of the nation's largest drug companies, and the deal would also mean much closer scrutiny for drug firms distributing and selling highly addictive pain pills. NPR addiction correspondent Brian Mann is here. Hey, Brian.
Hey, Mayor Louise.
How close is this settlement to a done deal?
Close, but not quite done. A group of lead attorneys involved in suing these companies around the U.S. briefed reporters today. They said they're on the verge of this deal with Johnson & Johnson, AmerisourceBergen, Cardinal Health, and McKesson. These are all massive companies that made and distributed opioid painkillers at a time when addiction and overdose deaths were skyrocketing. Joe Rice, an attorney with Motley Rice, who's helped government sue these firms, he sounded confident today. But he said with $26 billion on the table, they're double-checking every detail.
This is a complex document. You have to be very cautious that you don't have unintended consequences. I don't think there's anything I would call as a critical issue, but there are some issues that have to get resolved.
And state attorneys general also released a statement today saying they're working hard to finalize this. And if they do reach an agreement, it would start a national process where state and local governments would decide whether to opt into this massive settlement.
And how would this massive settlement, if it comes to pass, how would this money help ease the overdose crisis?
Yeah, so communities are desperate right now for funds to pay for drug treatment and other social programs that might help people stay alive. You know, as you mentioned, we had a record number of fatal overdoses last year, more than 93,000 Americans lost. So these resources could make a difference. And there's another interesting thing here. This deal would require companies to begin sharing a lot more data about where they're shipping these highly addictive pills and in what quantities. Paul Geller is another of the firms suing Big Pharma over opioids, and he said this part of the deal could prevent new waves of opioid addiction.
As a result of this settlement, if it goes forward, the light switch is flipped on. Transparency means they see what pills are shipped.
And that information would go to federal regulators and to other companies. And we have learned over the last couple decades, these companies really flooded some pharmacies and communities with these pain pills. In theory, this provision of the settlement could prevent that from happening again in the future.
Now, we have been talking, Brian, about a national deal, a tentative national deal. But this morning, New York's attorney general announced a separate settlement, same companies involved, and this settlement would be worth more than $1 billion. Why is New York on a separate track here?
Yeah, New York's attorney general, Letitia James, has just been very aggressive. She sued these firms. They were actually in court with a trial underway here in New York when this was hammered out. Speaking with NPR today, Attorney General James said she, along with these other state attorneys general, she's just trying to hold these companies accountable.
McKesson and Cardinal Health and AmerisourceBergen distributed this poison, these opioids, without regard to human life and without any consideration of the national crisis. And they basically fueled this epidemic.
And this $1.1 billion will be paid out to New York State over a long period over the next 17 years.
What are the drug companies saying, either about the possibility of a national settlement or about this deal in New York?
You know, it's interesting, Mary Louise, these companies have never acknowledged any wrongdoing in the opioid crisis, and they declined to comment about the national opioid settlement talks, except to say they are working toward a deal. In a statement released this morning about the New York settlement, the three companies said they strongly dispute the allegations. And really, it's important to say, in the big picture, these payouts won't hit these companies' bottom lines very hard. These are huge corporations with tens of billions of dollars in annual revenue.
NPR's Brian Mann. Thank you, Brian.
Thank you.